Alright, y'all, it's another day. It's time to give some of the worst Marvel Rival skins. Let's get it. First off, we got the Abhorrent Bagman suit, or as it's known in Marvel Rivals, Bagman Beyond. And the fact that he even shares the same initials as my goat, Terry McGinnis, is absolutely insane. Because, like, what is so beyond about this skin? The fact that it's more ass than the original Bagman suit? Like, I don't care what you say. The original Bagman suit is like, the worst Spider-Man suit. Like, till this day, I have not found an actual good, tangible reason why the Bagman suit is one of the most popular Spider-Man suits of all time. Because the original Bagman suit fails at both aspects of being a Spider-Man suit and even a Fantastic Four suit. Because on the Spider-Man side, he's not even wearing anything Spider-Man. And on the Fantastic Four side, it's not even a Fantastic Four suit because the suit he's wearing is not even a suit. It's a costume he got from a Halloween store. And this is even worse because why would he? He's basically revealing his secret identity. Like, some people are saying, like, oh, but, like, this makes sense because what if he's, like, he's trying to get in the costume quickly? One, why would he not just reach into his backpack and get his suit like he usually does in, like, every canon? And two, if he was trying to keep his identity, why would he wear the hoodie of, like, the school or university he goes to? That, like, basically just reveals his identity, like immediately. But now, apparently, this is, like, one of the most popular Marvel Rival skins, just like how the original Bagman suit is one of the most popular Spider-Man suits. Like, I genuinely do not get it at all. And this suit, or this skin makes the same sin that the Ghost Spider suit does, which is show off his fucking feet. Like, my boy, wear socks at least. Next off, we have Punk Rage for the Hulk. And this is another skin I see all the time with Hulk. And genuinely, why? Like, it's bad enough that Bruce Banner looks just like a freaking dork in his little punk outfit. But, like, Hulk, what? Why did they give Hulk a mohawk? Like, what are we doing here? I will admit, when he's in his big, like, you know, rage, like, roided up, you know, like, ultimate. He looks really cool with this skin. But, like, you're gonna be seeing this most of the time, and it's gonna make you want to switch to a different hero. Next off, we have the Lion's Mane for Star-Lord, and genuinely, what are we doing to my boy Quill? Like, come on, you can't be chopping my man like this. Like, my boy just looks so goofy. Like, come on, my boy Quill is supposed to look like the coolest spaceman you've ever seen, and you made him look like a goof. Like, come on. Come on, what have you done to my boy? Next off, we have the Urban Hunter for Squirrel Girl. And literally, this is just someone's weird-ass fantasy brought to life. Like, I just know there is someone out here gooning to this. Because, like, genuinely, it just looks like someone's weird-ass fantasy they have for Squirrel Girl. And also, just genuinely looks like shit. Next off, we have Captain Gladiator for Captain America. And, like, When I saw someone with this skin, I didn't even think this was Captain America. I thought this was like some random secret dropped character. Because, like, how are you going to guess this is Captain America? And I know I'm probably going to have a lot of people in the comments saying, oh, but it's like from the comics. Like, that automatically makes this like acceptable. Or like it automatically makes these skins like good. Because, like, this, you're not getting Captain America from this, and you're also not getting good. Next up, we have Namor. Yeah, just Namor. Like, Namor is just genuinely such an elf character, sir. So, just Namor, and just his skins in general. And last, but certainly not least, we have Jeff the Land Shark. Literally just Jeff. Like, I hate Jeff in general as a character, you know, in Marvel and Marvel Rivals. So, just Jeff. But I think we all know that there will be nothing worse than Bagman.